Hello there, Margie Reader here, mindset mentor and light worker from Pitbull. And today is day number 7 in my 100-day video and podcast challenge to give you tools, techniques, and strategies to be the best that you can be and to have an unstoppable mindset so you can achieve all your goals and dreams. And today is about noticing that your biggest challenge will provide you your biggest opportunity. So many people, when they face adversity, they get stuck in what they think is going wrong, when in actual fact, everything is falling together. What if while you think everything is falling apart, everything is actually falling together? So I'm going to give you a couple of examples here. I worked with a client recently and she wasn't doing so well. So we were working on helping her to get more clients and that was starting to happen, but she actually had gotten herself into a lot of debt and she needed to peg that back fast. One of the options was to move out of her home, not sell it, but to move out of it and rent it. And a friend had offered her a place, a bed at her place for no charge, so rent free. But this person was so attached to living in her own home that she was locked into this idea that she just had to keep getting clients so she could stay in her own home. And I helped to reframe it for her and I said, what if actually staying in your own home is just causing you more limitation? Because I could feel that her energy was so locked down and so stuck that if she stayed in that energy, she was never going to be able to generate the income that she needed to stay in her home. So I reframed it for her and started to get her to see that this was an opportunity for her to start letting go. The thing is, if you hold on too tight to the stuff that you've already got and the universe isn't supporting you in that, then it's likely that you're not going to be letting new stuff in. You've got to let go of old stuff to let new stuff in, to give it the room to come into your life. So after I reframed it for her and worked with her with EFT to help her to let go of the attachment to living in her home, everything started to change. Her energy relaxed. She opened up to all possibilities. She stayed curious. And yes, her business started to turn around a lot more quickly. And she started getting more clients and opportunities started showing up. At the same time, the perfect woman showed up to rent her property. She was delighted with the woman who was going to rent her property. She's actually really excited about moving out of her home, living with her friend, and embracing new opportunities and a fresh new look at life that is going to open so many doors for her. And her energy completely shifted to being so open rather than being contracted and constricted, and she was stopping the flow and stopping opportunities. She's now in flow. Doesn't mean she can't move back into her home later if she wants to, but in the meantime, she's got cash flow, she's looked after her finances, she's no longer stressed out of her mind about a debt and losing sleep over her debt, and she's quickly starting to really get on top of that, which is really great news. So another story that I have for you is something that I picked up when I watched the movie The Founder, which is all about Ray Kroc, and he was the one who took McDonald's to being McDonald's. So when Ray Kroc struck up the deal with the two brothers, he eventually found that he had made too hasty a decision and he wasn't happy with the deal because he wasn't getting the return that he needed to keep really investing in the business and keep growing the business the way he wanted to. He didn't own the business at this point. He was building it for the two brothers, the two McDonald brothers, who originally came up with the concept. So what happened was he was getting behind in everything. And as he got behind in everything, including his mortgage payments, the bank started to call him at the office and they couldn't get him at the office. So they called him at his home and his wife answered and they took this up with his wife that he was 3 months behind in his mortgage payments and she was furious. And because she had no idea that any of this was going on, so she confronted him and said, "You've mortgaged our home, we could lose everything." She was really upset. He went to the bank and he was having an argument with the bank saying, "How dare you call my home?" And this was going back and forth. And they're saying, well, he's sort of going, "Well, you know, I've got this business that I'm getting, I just need some more cash flow." And they're saying, "Yeah, well, that's real good, mate, but you don't own the business. business, because the thing is that he had struck the deal with the McDonald brothers at the time, and he owned nothing as far as the business was concerned. He had a contract to get their franchise up and running, and he was doing that. He was selling all these franchises, but he had no skin in the game as far as owning anything, and the bank weren't interested in the fact that all he had was a contract to franchise something that somebody else owned. So as he's having this argument in the bank, somebody else is sitting in another booth in the bank overhearing this conversation. Now, it turns out that this man was just the man that Ray Kroc needed to take McDonald's to where it is today. So this man showed him how he could actually take control of McDonald's and McDonald's real estate. So what he proposed is that Ray Kroc buy the real estate that McDonald's franchises would be placed on, and then he would have bigger control and a bigger stake. And he could do this totally legally because it was a totally different company. This is how Ray Kroc eventually got control of McDonald's, which has ended up being a $300 billion a year business, or maybe even more by now. So do you see that without him having that argument in the bank and that particular person overhearing this argument, he may never have met that person, but because he was in that place at that time arguing with the bank about being behind on his mortgage, the right person was right there listening and approached Ray Kroc after he left the bank and said, I want to have a look at your opportunity. And then immediately when he saw what was going on, he just went, we need to reconfigure this whole thing and restructure it. And this is how we do it. I will introduce you to the investors who will give you the money. So Ray Kroc didn't use any of his own money. This man knew all the investors. He introduced Ray Kroc to the investors, and the rest is history. He's then took over McDonald's. So do you see that sometimes your greatest challenge is your biggest opportunity, and that perhaps while everything looks like it's falling apart, maybe it's actually falling together. In actual fact, if you take the attitude that it is falling together, then opportunities will just show up because your energy will be open. If you're staying curious, your energy will be open to see what opportunities do show up, what you can. Yeah, you can turn this seeming endless challenge into an incredible opportunity and the best thing that ever happened to you. So this is really important, and it all comes back to attitude. So stay curious and start thinking about how the challenges that you're facing right now are perfect. They're perfect for exactly where you want to go, even though they may not look like it. But when you relax your energy, you are open to the opportunities that are going to show up for you and everything turning around. And all of a sudden, miracles will happen and opportunities that will present themselves that you never saw coming. So that's it from me. That is my podcast for today. I hope you've really enjoyed this. If you got a lot out of it and you would like to get more tips, tools, strategies, and techniques to be the best that you can possibly be and live life on your terms, then head on over to pitbullmindset.com. That's pitbull as in the dog, P-I-T-B-U-L-L, mindset.com, and register your details there. Join the Pitbull community. I look forward to seeing you there. Take care and have an exceptional day.